are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Feel the energy in the studio. Well, I know you can. What's going on, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. How are we doing today? Good vibrations, high frequencies, positive energies, colors in the rainbow. You know what I'm talking about. All the good things in the world. And we have none other than the one and only Shea Prince Eternal. Yeah! Woo! I love you, Shea. How you doing today, sweetheart?
I love you, too. I am doing amazing. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much, Dave, for having me again on your show. I just love it every time I come. We have so much fun!
Yes, we do. That's what it is all about. Well, Shea, it's a blessing to have you in the studio. For those of you that do not already know who Shea is, she is our official Abraham Hicks teacher, basically. What Shea does is she has studied years and years of the teachings of Abraham. Now, as you know, Dave's Good Vibration Station is about anything and everything to raise the vibration. Well, what Abraham is this basically this being that is source energy that just talks about the basics of why we are here. And it revolves around happiness. Whether you are... no matter what you like to consider yourself, whether you're religious, you're non-religious, this has nothing to do with religion. This is about happiness. This has to do with a state of being. That's all we're talking about. So Shea, how have, number one, how have you been since the last time we've been on the show together?
I have been great. I have had my times when I'm learning so much on how to keep my thoughts on a positive level.
Yes.
I get out of the vortex. I get out of alignment sometimes. And when I do, I'm like, what is the thought that I can reach for that I can feel better right now?
Absolutely.
And I'm gentle with myself. I love me. And I know that's why we came here, to experience things. We didn't come here to become these perfect beings. We are already perfect. We don't have
yes.
to become perfect.
Absolutely.
But we can learn and expand and grow. And that's how I've been doing.
I love it. And that's why we love to have you on the show. You expand us. That's the whole point. So today on the show, we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic. Usually, when you hear death, and you hear somebody is sick and they're dying, you know, it's this, you're loathing, you're, oh no, you know, you're feeling remorse, you're feeling sadness, you know, this feeling of overwhelmment, especially if it's somebody that you love, or somebody that's very close to you. What we're going to be talking about, and what Shia is going to be breaking down for us today, in a very, almost scientific, if you think about it, it's the science of perception, right? So we're also going to be going into a lot of how like ancient cultures celebrate death. We're going to be talking about, and she is going to be explaining to us how possibly our society through the years has adopted a different interpretation of death than our ancestors, if you will. Shia, do you want to kick us off for a moment?
Yes, this is a very, very touchy subject.
It is.
That I'm going to approach with great gentleness. I want to say first and foremost to everyone that I have no disrespect for your feelings and your emotions. Simply because, first of all, this is what we've seen and grown up with, so this is all we know.
Yes.
If we had seen people be happy when somebody died, and we saw this everywhere, all around us, we would have a totally different interpretation of death. But because we haven't seen that, we have this really, really sad, sad interpretation of it. But today, I want to talk about a different approach. Abraham teaches that we need to be disrespectful of the way people are looking at death now. They're looking at it with all this almost respect, like, oh, you can't disrespect death by saying you don't care or by saying that you're happy that somebody died.
Right. So absolutely. Right? And almost like, sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. Go
ahead. I was going to say, like, also in society, I remember when I was growing up, somebody, you know, very close to our family, it's actually on my mother's side of the family, passed on. And, you know, I hadn't known the individual that well. I was younger at the time. But I remember that my mom knew him very well. He was a part of the family. And I wasn't really sad. I've always kind of had this philosophy of embracing death, you know what I mean? And right. I felt bad for not being sad.
Right.
I felt guilty within my heart for not being sad. And I almost feel like my mother may have misinterpreted my lack of sympathy from...
Exactly.
You know, instead of, it's not that I'm not respectful of, you know, this individual's transition into pure positive energy, but it's that I tried to look at it differently. Tried to look at it differently. So please.
Well, that's because you were a child and you had not yet been influenced by all of those other different vibrations around you. And then as you grew, it's like you're almost taught this is the way you need to feel and this is the way you don't need to feel.
Exactly.
And instead of going with what comes natural. So
exactly.
Abraham teaches that we are all source energy, first of all. That's the first utmost very important factor that many of us don't realize. We are source energy.
Yeah.
Some people call that energy God. Some people call it Jesus. Some people call it Buddha, Muhammad, but Allah, we are that energy though.
Yes.
And so what it is we start off all in the same non-physical realm. And then we flow some of our energy. We still have unique expressions of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Even when we are all connected in the non-physical.
Absolutely.
But what we do is we flow some of that energy of ourselves into a body.
Mm.
Okay, did you digest that one?
Yes. It's and listeners, don't don't be afraid to not understand this. You know,
exactly. It's and completely if you have a question, fine. Call in.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what are you talking about?
You guys have a question? you wanna get a little bit more in depth? You want to tell us how we're wrong? You want to tell us how we're right? Please.
Exactly.
I love it. Call us in 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You'll be live on the air with us. If you also want to email me live on the air, you can do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. If you guys are just tuning in with us, we're here with Shea Prince Eternal, talking about the essence of the perception of death, right?
Exactly.
So Shea, take it away. You're awesome.
Exactly, exactly. And you are awesome as well.
Oh, get out of here.
You know it.
You're so sweet. You're the best.
So, all right, Abraham really breaks it down and says, look, you're already source energy, okay?
Right.
So you flow your energy through this body. Only for a time. We all know that when we flow our energy through this body, we're not trying to be in this body forever.
Right.
But we are forever. We are eternal. Who we are is not our body. Who we are is our essence, is our vibration.
Yes.
We flow that energy through the body. And we're very appreciative of our bodies. Our bodies are fantastic. I mean, have you ever seen a more intricate, wonderful system? I mean, the whole inside of us is a universe in itself.
Yeah, it really is.
Everything knows what to do and how to do it.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Our cells, the blood flowing, the heart's beating, everything. All the things that our body does. And we are flowing our energy through our body to experience things. So we love what we came here for. You see a baby, you think, oh, look at the baby. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But have you ever looked into the eyes of a baby? Really looked? Have you ever seen them contentedly looking at you or just like focused, looking at you like they know what time it is.
Yeah.
They know all about it. They're
exactly.
Like, you just don't know.
Exactly.
Because they're still pure energy that has flowed through. They haven't picked up all of the influence that they're going to pick up.
Right.
So I bring the baby point up because we're all eternal. That energy that we flow, that flows through these bodies, is eternal.
Yes.
But it's more like a recycling when you look at the energy coming into a baby and going out of a person that so-called dies.
Right.
So when the person so-called dies, they reemerge into the spirit world or the non-physical world, whatever you want to call it, that we came from. And then it's like one of the most wonderful moments ever. That's what Abraham says. It is the most amazing thing when you reemerge. It's like here we are, here people are crying when this person is experiencing one of the most amazing things ever.
Right.
They are happy as happy can be.
Yeah.
They have let go of all resistance.
Yes.
They have let go of all problems. They now remember who they are, and it's the most remarkable thing. And then they can like hang out in non-physical for a while. Sometimes they're a personal angel to somebody that maybe they were married to or their child or whatever. But then when they get ready, they'll jump back into another baby.
Absolutely.
Recycling.
Absolutely.
The most beautiful recycling ever. What do you think about
that? Oh, I couldn't agree more, Shea. I think it's absolutely beautiful. I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that one of the most important like factors that we need to understand is, you know, like you said, it's recycling. And each experience is obviously an original individual chosen experience. So that energy in the elderly, you know, man or woman that is on their quote unquote deathbed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Or any age.
Or any age, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I just have this image in my head of like an older man.
I know, we do, but then we'll read about a child that just jumped out of her body or his body. Or we'll see that a baby just jumped out of their body. And
totally.
And that's the way I say it. I say they just jumped out of their body.
Right.
I know that sounds maybe crazy to some people.
No, not at all.
But it's basically what happens. You know, that essence leaves the body. And so the body is no longer, for whatever the reason, sometimes a person will feel like their body wore out. Sometimes a person feels like a baby or something feels like, well, I've experienced what I came here to do, and I'm just going to move on and experience something else.
Exactly.
But it's always intentional on the non-physical level, on the spiritual level. It's always intentional. The way Abraham says it is, every death is a suicide in a sense.
Right.
But we have a negative meaning of suicide, but I'm not talking about it from a negative standpoint.
Exactly.
I'm talking about we choosing, making that choice.
Of course.
To move on to another experience and continue to expand the entirety of the universe.
Yeah.
Because of these experiences that we continue to do.
Exactly. Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And you know, a really interesting aspect of that is, if you think about the infinite possibilities, the infinite choices that you as an individual have, that what I'm saying is, when you are pure positive energy, when you're this, you know, this, you're not attached to a physical body, and you're just this floating in the astros doing whatever non-physical does. We don't know quite yet, but we'll find out. Maybe some know. But what I'm saying is, there's so much opportunity for so many different forms of experiences.
Yes.
You know, it's not only playing the role of the son. It's not only playing the role of the father. You know, you came here for a reason, right?
Yeah.
You came here because you wanted that experience. Shia, one thing that I want to touch on, which I feel like maybe listeners, and along with myself, I definitely used to battle myself with this question, is, so somebody, some innocent man, woman, child that gets that jumps out of their bodies, right? From like an explosion or some, right? Like, oh, this is the one that I've had many a conversations with people about. So I always argue to say that we do, no matter what you want to think, no matter how you want to put it, there is a vibrational offering of of somebody that is jumping out of their bodies or you know, dying. That's just such a terrible... there's a croaking. That's why. Yes, exactly. Croaking. So, you know, someone's like, well, what about the Holocaust? Are you going to tell me that, you know, millions of people, you know, rightfully wanted and chose death over life? And I mean, it's hard to talk to someone and that doesn't really see it in that kind of light and be like, like, there was a collective offering. But at the same time, that's, you know, that's our ancestors, and those are people, and you know, that we love, and that, so it's like, it's hard to think that how can this child choose this? See, that's a big one, and I have a hard time getting into that one, like, you know, the whole Holocaust, because that's such a touchy, that's such like a deep and like real experience. I mean, look at think about the Armenian genocide. Think about, you know, so I mean.
Well,
I want to hear Shia's part, because I totally believe it. I just have I just sometimes battle myself.
Right, which is understandable because of all the influences around us. This one is a really touchy one. I have heard several people ask that question in actual workshops.
Really?
Of Abraham. Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yes, definitely. And one man was still not satisfied. So it is about where a person is in terms of wanting to look at something from a new perspective and a different perspective.
Okay.
So I just gently say to everybody that I love you all very much, and I know that some of these things are hard to understand because we've always had such opposite viewpoints taught to us and concepts, and a belief is only something we keep thinking over and over and over again, as Abraham says.
Yeah, totally.
So if we keep thinking over and over again, wow, that was mean, that was cruel, that was this, that was that, but have you ever really thought about an illusion? Have you ever really thought about the fact that we might be here playing a game, in a sense? we might be flowing our energy through these bodies to experience things. Maybe it's a bit boring. That's my take on being in the non-physical.
Yeah.
That if we don't have the physical to interact with,
right.
Just like how Abraham interacts with us, you know, they get excited and they're growing and expanding as we're growing and expanding, and that's how the entirety of the universe is growing and expanding.
Totally.
But we get here and we put labels on things. We label something as good or something as bad.
Right.
We label something as perfect or imperfect. We label and condemn each other.
Right.
Like how we condemn someone that has so-called murdered to a death sentence when there is no such thing as a death sentence. They have just set this person free.
Right.
So right. We have a lot of very interesting concepts. In answer to your question, according to Abraham, yes, you're correct. A collective do have their minds, their vibrations. It's the same way like you have whole groups of people that may be in poverty or whole groups of people that are in certain things that we are looking at as negative.
Mm.
But those people have together collectively decided this is what we are. This is the way we're going to be. Then you have somebody that steps out and says, no, I'm not a match to that. I'm
right.
going to do something different. It's the same thing as a person can't walk down the street at night and be attacked if they're not putting that vibration out there.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
The person that is attacked is a match to the attacker.
Right.
That's the way it is. And I know that's hard sometimes for some people to understand, but we do create our reality in every way, every time, all the time. We
totally.
Are always totally creating. Some of us learn that and we begin to deliberately create what we want.
Right.
Others continue to create by default, by tapping into what has happened to them or the circumstances around them and allowing themselves to be a victim to that.
Right.
And then they're a victim to themselves.
Exactly.
And then they're creating somebody that's going to come along and victimize them.
Wow.
Because it's the same vibrational frequency.
Totally.
So that's what happened. There were whole groups, not just the group you spoke of,
right.
but groups, period. Geographical disasters that come along. It happens because people are in that collective consciousness together. Now, to some of you, that might sound like, now what in the world? Why would I create that? Why would I create that?
And that's the barrier, you know. That's I feel like the determining, like the wall between jumping on this board of like, you know. Yes, we absolutely do create, you know, everything versus, well, like, there's just a tsunami. How do you create, do you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, how do you create a geographical disaster?
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know, so it's a really fascinating topic. And I just want to throw this out here. We mean zero. Of course, no disrespect to anybody that has a clashing belief. This is just a way of perceiving aspects of the human experience. It's just a different way of looking at things. And if anything, it may not sound like this because of the topic that we're talking about, but it really is the most blissful and wholehearted, I feel like, and Shia feels like, well, I'm not going to speak for Shia, but I know that she does.
I do.
We feel like that this is the most fully responsible, right? To be fully responsible for every single thing that you experience gives you the ultimate power.
It does.
Being and knowingly and speaking about being fully responsible for everything that you experience instills you with this inevitable, undamageable, eternal power that it gives you when you take full responsibility for everything that you experience. Let it be in your surroundings, you know, let it be from anything that you're experiencing in your surroundings to anything that you're experiencing within yourself is all, number one, connected. And number two, that's all you.
It is. It's what you're.
Yeah.
And that's the next important thing on this. This is the next important piece on this. It's so important that we realize our power.
Yeah.
And we don't have to take all of this heavy. Lighten it up.
Right.
Because it takes practice to learn to deliberately create your own experience.
Yes.
You do it thought by thought, step by step, and you know that you'll never get it done. But when you know that you're diligently doing that work on you, then it's going to happen. And it happens step by step. So the thing to do in any situation is to think good, happy thoughts.
Yes.
It's sort of like those Tinkerbell things. Well, like you can fly if you smile and be happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be happy, you know, just be happy. It's just very much like that. When you are happy, you can accomplish anything.
Everything
is okay in your life.
There's no resistance.
There's no resistance when you're happy. And no, you're not going to be happy all the time. But when you don't feel happy, you just reach for that happy thought.
Right.
I was creating yesterday. I came up with another process. I said the library of happy thoughts.
I like that. The library of happy thoughts.
The library of happy thoughts.
I dig
you go
that.
Into your own home
really
library inside yourself, and you take out a book or a magazine that says, "Oh, this is what happened when I was at the beach the other day. It was so wonderful. I had so much fun." Or, "This is what I was doing with my kid the other day. We had a ball." Or, "This is what I was doing with so-and-so and whatever, my lover, whatever."
Right.
"Oh, my gosh, this is so much fun." Because that's what we came here for.
Yes.
We came here to have fun. We came here to ride bicycles and feel the wind in our face.
Totally.
We came here to watch horse races. We came here to just have a ball together. We came here to have sex. We came here to do everything that feels good that we can't do in the non-physical, but we can do through our physical body.
Absolutely.
So when we concentrate on that, how can I have a good time in this moment?
Yes.
This moment, it might be by eating a peach and just sinking your teeth down into the freshness of that nectar and letting the juice just drip down your cheek.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Little things like that can mean a lot.
That's
looking
so
at
true.
A bird light on a tree branch.
That's
you
so
can
true.
Just, but these are things that you can think about and practice your thoughts on rather than, "Oh, this isn't going right," or "That isn't going right." Because here's the tricky thing. When you concentrate on what is going right, when you concentrate on what does make you happy, then more of that will come.
Yes.
That's the law of attraction.
Yes.
You create more and more and more. And it's the same thing with this death thing. If we would just concentrate on the fact that, look, hey, just they decided that they were done with that body, they're moving on, that's fine. It would be sort of like if they moved all the way across the country
right.
to another country and they were like in some kind of Amazon rainforest or way back African somewhere. They didn't have no phones or nothing, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's funny.
So you wouldn't hear from them.
But they're way more free.
Still exist.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't hear
exactly.
from them because they have no way of getting in touch with you.
Exactly.
So you say, "Okay, bye. Have a good time. Have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful life. I hope maybe one day I'll see you again." Because friends, we do see each other again. Even when we jump out of our body, a lot of us are eternally connected.
Yeah.
And we will run into each other again. We may not remember exactly, "Well, your name was Dave then." but it's something we sense, like, "Wow, I know this person."
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So it's okay, even if it's your loved one. And the wonderful thing about it when it's your loved one is they're going to talk to you.
Yeah.
But they can't talk to you if you're sad.
Right.
Because non-physical energy can only vibrate with positive energy because
right.
it is totally positive at that time. So you have to be happy. Make yourself happy.
Yeah.
Get in a space where you're like happy for them. Like, "Wow, they reemerged. They release resistance. They're just happy now.
I love it.
Wonderfully happy now. If they were hurting, they're not hurting anymore.
Totally.
If they were whatever, they're not. Even if they didn't have a problem, but they moved on. Okay, but they're not gone from your life.
Yes.
You can talk to them. You can hear them. You can hear them speak to you.
Right.
They're
going to
be there with you.
Totally.
That's wonderful. I have experienced it. It's wonderful to talk to them from that different advantage point.
Right.
It's wonderful.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Wow. I've had some experiences with like kind of communicating with non-physical beings. Very, very interesting. Also, if you guys notice, you know, we mourn for ourselves. I want to bring this point up. Is it's okay to mourn for yourself. You just, if you, obviously we all have attachments to these people that we love, and then we feel there's this illusion of discord. There's this illusion of, well, I'm never going to see him again. Well, first of all, just, I would say, don't think of it like that. Don't think of it like you're never going to see him again. But number two, I want to throw this out here. We're not saying that it's not okay to mourn for yourself. We're not saying that it's not okay to experience, you know, if that's an emotion in you, you know, you need to experience it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. There's never any right or wrong in anything.
Right.
I'm totally not suggesting that people don't mourn or grieve. I'm totally not suggesting that at all.
Totally.
I mean, the way I'm looking at it is, if you feel that that's where you are,
right,
always be at peace with where you are.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's a good idea to reach for happy thoughts.
Absolutely.
Or reach for whatever is going to make you feel better in that moment. You can't,
right,
jump from A to Z.
Right.
This takes practice. It takes practice to reach for something better and better and better and better. But
absolutely,
let me tell you something. Abraham always says, if you move yourself past a moment when you're really feeling bad and you take these tools and reach for a better thought, you're never going to go there to that particular space ever,
right,
again. And
right,
I am witness to that.
That's cool.
I have felt so down about certain things.
Right.
And then I used these tools and reached for better thoughts,
right,
and worked on myself and really wanted, consciously, I chose that I wanted to be happy.
Just want to feel better.
I wanted to feel better.
That's it.
And let me tell
That's
you something, I never went back to that particular thing again. And now the way it goes is, it's getting better and better and better.
Wow. That's powerful. Shia, we actually have a caller on the air. We're going to take this right now. How you doing? You're live on the air with us. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, guys. It's Alyssa.
What's up, Alyssa? How you doing today?
Oh, just great. I just, I had a question for Shia, because I'm having a hard time kind of figuring out some feelings that I'm having about some relatives who've passed away.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let's hear it, Alyssa.
Okay. And by the way, I love you, Dave.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Alyssa.
I wanted to ask Shia how she felt about people who are, say that they are in tune with or speaking or listening to those who've passed.
Like Long Island Medium?
I went to see this lady, Conchetta.
Okay.
And she was really amazing because she, I didn't tell her that much, but she knew a lot about and names and things that happened around a couple of my relatives who she said were, you know, there with me. And how would Abraham, like make sense of these people? I mean, are these people real? Or, and I know that's kind of negative, but are they there to just give us hope, or are they psychic, or what? Shia, what do you think this is about? Because she gave me a good feeling when I left.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I was, you know, I listened to Dave and I love the law of attraction, but
uh-huh,
I just was trying to figure out if I, you know, I just heard you say we can tune into our relatives who,
yes,
are on the other side, but
uh-huh,
like, are,
okay,
these people for real?
Okay, all right. Thank you for calling in, Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham has had people ask about things like that.
Yes.
And what their answer was that, yes, some of them are very real. And, of course, you always have those that are real and those that may not be,
right,
in certain things like this and in everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So The thing is, though, I think your deeper concern is that helpful to you or not in your personal experiences? And for that, you would have to listen to you. You would have to see, does it feel good? If it does not feel good, then it's not good for you.
Yes.
But exactly. If it feels good, it's exactly. Okay. It's good for you. Exactly. If it feels good, that's the barometer that we use about everything. Does it feel good? And we know, that's why we have the emotional system that we have. Abraham says it all the time, that we need our emotions because our emotions tell us whether something feels good or whether it doesn't.
Right.
If something does not feel good, we're off somewhere. Something's off. Right. And so we need to make another choice so that we can feel better.
Right.
And it's okay if we don't feel good because that helps us to know, it brings us clarity on what decision to make, what choice to make,
right.
What's going to be a better creation. Does that help? Is that helpful?
Hello?
Hello?
Alyssa?
It did help. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now we can. There you go.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, that did help because she did make me feel good. Mm-hmm. I felt like she was truly in tune with whatever, you know, with their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
They were conveying that they were watching over me and they were, you know, kind of there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And but they were happy. But
that's
they were
great.
Peaceful and they were, you know, so it made me feel
great.
Good. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Alyssa, I wanted to chime in if you don't mind for a moment.
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like that, you know, you can obviously get a sense, if somebody that you know well, that you knew well in the physical, has croaked, and they're somebody that claims to be speaking with them, you know, just because I love how it really is all just about how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
It really just comes down to how it makes you feel. But I do know that there is some sense of like validity. You know, the validity of a person's abilities can persuade kind of the way that you feel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would say, yes, number one, if it feels good, mm-hmm. it's obviously good for you one way or another. But what I want to say is you can kind of get a sense, you can kind of feel whether it's real or not. Do you know what I'm saying? There's if you are, you know, getting this information and they're saying things that resonates and you're because it's all vibration. It's all just picking up vibes. Like if you've seen, for example, the show Long Island Medium.
Uh-huh.
Funny show.
Yeah.
I think the woman's great. I think she's awesome. She's like everywhere she goes. I mean, it's basically a camera follows her around, and you know, videographs videos her sessions. You know, and she's. I mean, there's a lot of people that you know enough people to make a whole show about it with you know episodes like 16 episodes a season or whatever it is. The standard episode, I don't know. But, you know, enough people to really be affected. You know, I was just on TV the other day, and I just stopped on the channel. And there is, like, you know, this woman and then her daughter. And they sit down, and, you know, this lady, this woman, the medium, she just starts going off. She's like, okay, this and this and this and this, and it's like it looks like she's kind of like downloading information, you know. You can get an entire, you know, 10,000 page manuscript downloaded through a frequency in less than a millisecond, you know. That's how if you're familiar with the channeler Bashar, Bashar has this tape and he talks about how the first time he kind of started to learn how to channel, he said that the being that was actually a version of his future self or a higher version of himself, the being that he was channeling just gave him this download of information. And he said that it took him 3 years to actually complete this full book that he had downloaded in less than a second. So it's really amazing.
Yeah.
So I do believe that if it feels good, it's valid.
Yeah. Feels good, do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Shia. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alyssa. It's a
Thank
pleasure.
You for
do you
in.
You have any other questions for us today, or is that does that tie the knot?
That helped me a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Make sure to
Love
like us on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
we actually, for listeners out there, thank you, Alyssa. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey,
bye-bye.
For listeners out there, just wanted to let you know that we now have the official Facebook for Dave's Good Vibration Station. We also have an official Twitter for Dave's Good Vibration Station. We are hopping on the technology train, right? We think that it'd be a good idea to spread positive energy through tweeting.
Tweet.
And obviously, spread positive energy through Facebook. Just spread positive energy through Facebook as well. Any form of social media that we can use to raise your vibration, we will. Make sure to check us out. If you actually just go on our homepage on the latalkradio.com biography page for Dave's Good Vibration Station, you can click on the links and like us, tweet us, tag us, do all those new social media things that you can. I still feel like, you know, I'm 21 years old, and I've grown up in a very technologically advanced but also driven community, right? Well, not community, world. Our whole world is technologically driven. I feel like I am a dinosaur when it comes to it takes me a long time to learn these things. I need to be a little bit more I guess aware of the new technology. You know, I read about all these things. It's funny, like I'll read about all these things and we'll get back on topic in just a moment. But I read about all these things of like future technology and how you know, we're going to have all these space stations and people that are, it's like normal to live in space, and we're going to be able to travel, you know, through, you know, our galaxy as if we can travel from LA to New York, right? So we're talking, but when it comes to today's technology, I don't get it. I have a difficult time.
I get it, but I get
it.
Overwhelmed, and then I
right?
just go lay down in my bed and take a nap.
I agree. That's why we have our amazing program directors and our amazing individuals that are passionate about mm-hmm. learning and working today's technology. I wouldn't be able to host a show. What
it.
Button is
For
this?
Real.
I feel like I'm an old man. Back on topic, if you're just tuning in with us, thank you, Alyssa, for giving us a call. We have Shia Prince Eternal. We are talking about the perception of death. We're talking about how there really is no such thing as, quote-unquote, death. That this is an eternal cycle of a life experience, and it is just a choice to be a physical being. We are then talking about the transition between physical and non-physical, how there are beings, our loved ones, our friends on the other side that absolutely are watching over us and with us, along with how when it's your time, you just might be somebody else's angel. So
exactly.
That's what we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And I think the more we get away from being so attached to
right.
the idea that death is something bad.
Exactly.
It helps us in our whole life, period.
It does.
In so many different phases. Not only does it help us not to be afraid of our own so-called croaking
right.
or so-called death, but not to be afraid of anyone else's as well.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. And actually, one thing that I wanted to spin off of was that we were talking about this right before Alyssa called. We don't want to... I want to throw this out here, and I want to finish this out. I think that it's important, obviously, if you have grieving in your heart, to grieve. But the main point that I want to touch on when it comes to grieving is, do not grieve for the person that has passed. Do not, if you choose to grieve and you choose to feel obviously that loss within your heart, understand the root of where that's coming from. I think that a lot of the confusion mm-hmm. in grieving mm-hmm. and getting sad is that people feel like they're sad for this person that has died. No. When you
you're
grieve,
sad for yourself.
Exactly. Understand that you're grieving for yourself. Yeah. When you choose to grieve, understand that you're choosing to grieve for you. This person that has just not left you, but just transitioned, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Person is the happiest they've ever been in their whole experience. They've just, like Shia said earlier, completely let go of resistance. There's nothing else holding them back. And like we said, like we've been talking throughout the whole show, that's a choice, right? That's a choice to pass on to the other side. That's a choice to become non-physical. You've come into these beautiful physical bodies to have your five, I like to say, six senses, right? And we've come into these physical bodies to be able to touch and love, and like Shia said, to laugh and sink our teeth into that peach and feel sex and you know, do all these, because non-physical, you don't have the density,
you don't have the density of the physical.
Exactly. So we're just saying, make sure that when you do grieve, you know who you're grieving for, and that's
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's yourself.
Yeah. Another point too is, people around us will make us feel guilty, like Dave was saying, happened when he was only a little boy.
Right.
When you get to be a so-called adult, because I don't believe in any of these labels, I go from a toddler to a crone, grandmother, grand whatever.
Yes.
I can go through all of those phases in one day and love it. I can be bouncing on the bed, dancing and playing. I can
yes.
be a teenager just loving to
yes.
to dance and rock out with the music.
And
then I can be more nurturing like a mother, and then I can be just like, feel like really like a grandmother at times, or like in the zenith of whatever I'm going through. I love going through all the stages. I think it's wonderful that I don't limit myself to a so-called age. I know that I'm eternal. That's why I named myself
eternal. Yeah, love it.
But I also realize and recognize that the people around us affect us a lot. We don't like to feel like we're just this non-caring butt, you know.
Right.
We don't like to feel like we're just insensitive.
Right.
For a while, my mom would call me, we would talk, and she would tell me, oh, this person died and that person died, because I no longer live in the city that I grew up. And she'd say, well, you remember this person and blah, 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 they died. Oh, you remember? Well, I just went to this funeral, I went to that one. And finally, one day, I said, you know what? It just doesn't feel good to hear about everybody that dies.
Right.
And bless her heart, she's only doing what she's been programmed to do all these years. So
right.
totally no judgment towards her. I just have to do what feels good for me. And it doesn't feel good for me to hear this and be expected to mourn over all these people.
Right.
So what I started saying when she called me, I'd say, oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, my God. Was it taken the wrong way? You know, that's the whole root of it.
I totally explained it to her.
I
said, according to my spiritual practice, we are eternal.
Totally.
So that is the best thing that could have happened, because now she has reemerged into her spiritual beingness.
Yes.
And it's okay. She's eternal. She's not dead, or he's not dead.
Right.
That's what I believe, and I don't mean any disrespect towards you at all to say that. And
right.
and so after that, she stopped telling me.
Right.
She stopped telling me.
That's
I think it's a way to say things. Sometimes you can say, look, may I gently say this, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely, Shia. It looks like we're coming to that time again. But I love you guys with all of my heart. And I love Shia with all of my heart. She is an amazing, wise individual, a teacher, and it means the world that you come on the show. Before we go, I want to make sure that everybody checks out www.ShiaAbraham. That's S-H-E-A-H, Abraham, that's Abraham Coaching, coaching.com. You can also reach Shia at iamshia@gmail.com. Once again, check out shiaabrahamcoaching.com, and you can reach Shia at iamshia.com.
That's laeshiah@gmail.com.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh. What am I looking at? I'm sorry, guys. There's something else that I'm looking at something else entirely. That's Laeshia. Is that Laeshia?
Yeah.
I love it. Laeshia. L-A-E-L-A-E-M-D-A. Laeshia@gmail.com. Also, guys, I really, really would appreciate it if you checked out the Twitter and the Facebook. It's good stuff. We're just trying to spread positive energy through all the new social media. We're going to be kind of hopping on that and doing something new and different. Dave's Vibration Station is now officially a part of spreading good stuff through social media. That's what we're all about. All right, guys. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter in all six directions. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading your pure source energy. And do remember, we never die. Love you guys. Have a happy, safe, and healthy Halloween. Talk to you soon.
Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.